Hey guys, welcome to this tutorial on provisioning your Red Hat Enterprise Linux 7.2 on Azure Portal. So let's start. So here we have the Azure Portal. As you might have known, RHEL 7.2 is already available in Azure Marketplace. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to go to the Marketplace from Virtual Machines, then find Red Hat right here. So I'm going to create this. So this is where you set up your basic. So as for the VM name, I'm going to put it Red Hat. And for username, Bruce, quite easy. And okay, so instead of password here, right, I'm going to input I'm going to generate a SSH key using PuTTY key generators. So for PuTTY, you can download PuTTY from the internet. So for me, I've already downloaded it, so I don't need to download it again. You can Google it and download it here. So now I'm gonna go and use a key PuTTY key. Oops, sorry. It's supposed to be PuTTY key gen. So generate. In order for the process to start, you need to go and move the mouse around this area for random SSH key. Well, okay, I've already created it. So now I'm gonna copy this one and paste it in the Azure basic setup. Yes. Then for the resource manager, resource group, I'm gonna choose an existing resource group here. And okay, moving on to step 2. This is where you choose your pricing for your VM. I'm gonna choose standard. And then, okay, when it comes to settings, you're gonna need to take note of your name. Yes, which is Red Hat right here. Yeah, for connection from PuTTY client to Azure portal. The Red Hat image that was provisioned in Azure portal. So now I'm gonna create the image itself. And then, it's best practice and advice to save your both public key and private key. So for me, I saved it in my desktop. So when it's time to connect your RHEL image as in Azure, you're gonna need your private key. So okay, so I've already deployed my RHEL image in from Azure. So what I'm gonna do is put the name host name as Red Hat, and then as for this, I'm gonna go to SSH here, then auth for authentication. So you're gonna need to provide your private key here. So for me, I saved it on my desktop from browse. Then I'm gonna go to my desktop, and yeah, these are PuTTY. Then the private key. So I'm gonna open it. Oops. Okay, I think I made a mistake here. So instead of the host name, you're gonna need to copy your IP address that's provided in the portal just now. So I put my IP address, and from auth, I'm gonna go to browse again. Yes, so now it's establishing the connection to your image from PuTTY client. Provide my name, Bruce. And like that, I've already logged into my RHEL image that was provisioned from Azure. Alright, now that I'm in Red Hat directory, Bruce, so now I'm gonna show you a command that you can use to check which version of Red Hat that you're actually in. So from here, cat etc, then Red Hat release. so like that you can see the version Red Hat Enterprise Linux version that you're in. As you can see from here, I'm actually on this version 7.2, as I've mentioned. Okay, now how do I get into root privileges from this image that was provisioned on Azure? So what I'm going to do is yum install. So from they will prompt you to be a root user because you're not a root user yet. So what I'm going to do, what you can do is sudo su. Then from there, if you input password when you were provisioning the image from Azure, you will be asked to put your password. If you didn't, you don't need. They wouldn't prompt you to put your password. So for me, I didn't need any password to input. So now I'm already in root user, and that is it for the video, guys. Thanks for watching, and have a good one.